Making the most of this issue for the August 2005 Ensign magazine. The Book of Mormon. In his message, A Testimony Vibrant and True, President Gordon B. Hinckley challenges members to read the Book of Mormon before Joseph Smith's 200th birthday on December 23rd. President Marion G. Romney, 1897 to 1988, once said, "For me, there could be no more impelling reason for reading the Book of Mormon than this statement that we who have the Book of Mormon shall be judged by what is written in it." To read more of President Romney's insights on studying the Book of Mormon, read the article in this issue, Gospel Classics, The Book of Mormon. Strengthen your marriage. A young missionary is prompted by the Spirit to give a new member some marriage advice that all married couples could learn from. Read Latter-day Saint Voices. The challenge of infertility can be heart-wrenching, but it can also result in faith and personal growth. Read the article in this issue, Infertility, Faith, and Personal Growth. Elder W. Douglas Shumway writes, "It is one thing to wed within the new and everlasting covenant, and another to abide in that covenant. How do we abide in the covenant? For answers to this important question, read the article, Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Abiding in the Marriage Covenant." Fighting Internet Filth. Do you worry about pornography finding its way into your home through a phone line? For ideas on what you can do to protect your family against this flood of filth, read the article Fighting Internet Filth. Get caught up in family history. Do you have old family photographs sitting in a box somewhere? They have a way of drawing our thoughts to the past, but we need to properly preserve them. For some tips on preserving and displaying old photos, read the article, Picturing the Past. To read stories about how family history can change your life and bring great satisfaction, refer to the articles in Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, Family History Changed My Life, and I Found It. Helping members with special needs. Are there members in your ward who struggle with physical, mental, or behavioral disabilities? Have you wondered how you might serve these individuals and their families? Read the article Embracing Members with Special Needs. Leadership Principles for Auxiliaries. May I give you a word of caution as you plan your activities, says Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Make sure that the essential needs are met, but do not go overboard in creating so many good things to do that the essential ones are not accomplished. For more counsel from Elder Scott to priesthood and auxiliary leaders, read the article, The Doctrinal Foundation of the Auxiliaries. The Quorums of the 70. Do you understand the manner in which the Quorums of the 70 are organized or the function 70 serve? Ask Elder Earl C. Tingey of the Presidency of the 70. For insights on these growing quorums of church leaders, read the article, The Quorums of the 70. Don't miss it. If you're approaching retirement age, or if you've already reached it, you should be interested in why one missionary couple says they wouldn't have missed the opportunity to serve for the world. Read the article, We Wouldn't Have Missed It for the World by Janice Cap Perry. Saved by grace? Are we saved by grace or by obedience? What exactly is the relationship between faith and works? If you've wondered about these questions, read the article, My Maturing Views of Grace in this issue. Home teachers and visiting teachers, find the monthly messages in this issue. Gospel Topics, Atonement, My Maturing Views of Grace, and Visiting Teaching Message, Rejoice in an Understanding of the Purpose of Life. Auxiliaries, The Doctrinal Foundation of the Auxiliaries. Book of Mormon, First Presidency Message, A Testimony Vibrant and True. A Consistent Prophetic Call, and Gospel Classics, The Book of Mormon. Charity, Embracing Members with Special Needs. Chastity, Strengthening the Family Within the Bonds of Matrimony. Church History, Doctrine and Covenants, Times at a Glance, Chart Number 2. Conversion, Latter-day Saint Voices. Disabilities, Embracing Members with Special Needs. Doctrine and Covenants, Doctrine and Covenants, Times at a Glance, Chart Number 2. Endurance, Building Hope in the Inner City. Eternal Life, Visiting Teaching Message, Rejoice in an Understanding of the Purpose of Life. Faith, Infertility, Faith, and Personal Growth. Families, strengthening the family within the bonds of matrimony. Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants abiding in the marriage covenant. A child without a name. Infertility, faith, and personal growth, and the doctrinal foundation of the auxiliaries. Family history, picturing the past. Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, family history changed my life. I found it, and random sampler. Family home evening, random sampler. Grace, my maturing views of grace. Holy Ghost, Latter-day Saint voices. Hope, building hope in the inner city. Internet, fighting internet filth. Jesus Christ, my maturing views of grace. Love, messages from the Doctrine and Covenants abiding in the marriage covenant. A child without a name, Latter-day Saint voices and random sampler. Marriage, strengthening the family within the bonds of matrimony. Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants abide in the marriage covenant. And Latter-day Saint voices. Mercy, Latter-day Saint voices. Missionary work, building hope in the inner city. The Corms of the 70, and we wouldn't have missed it for the world. Mortality, visiting teaching message, rejoice in an understanding of the purpose of life. Obedience, fighting internet filth. Priesthood, the Corms of the 70. Provident living, random sampler. Righteousness, fighting internet filth. Salvation, my maturing views of grace. Scripture study, First Presidency message, a testimony vibrant and true. A child without a name. We wouldn't have missed it for the world. And the doctrinal foundation of the auxiliaries. Service, embracing members with special needs. A child without a name. We wouldn't have missed it for the world. The doctrinal foundation of the auxiliaries and random sampler. Temple work. Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants family history changed my life. Testimony, First Presidency message, a testimony vibrant and true. Building hope in the inner city and Latter-day Saint voices. Trials, infertility, faith, and personal growth. Unity, random sampler. End of the section, making the most of this issue for the August 2005 Ensign Magazine. Read by David Shaw. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for August 2005. Recorded in the studios of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Michelle Visaraga, Tom Lithgow, Sharon Cruiser, Charlene Stewart, and David Shaw. July 2005.